It's Friday, August 25th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The Corporate Transparency Act in the U.S. MSPs are urged to consult legal counsel for compliance. A historic reversal. Apple supports right to repair legislation in California. And the future of AI in business, introducing the chief of AI and navigating some copyright complexities. This is the Business of Tech. Want to learn from the best virtual CISOs in the business? Sonomi's ebook, 7 Tips from Top Virtual CISOs, is now available to help you maximize services, increase revenues, and improve margins. What are the barriers to achieving long-term vCISO delivery success? Why being a vCISO is so demanding? How to take the time out of many of the most vital vCISO duties, and how to use automation to enable rapid scaling of those services. Learn from successful providers how they do it, and all for a free download. Visit Cynomi.com/resources, that's Cynomi.com, so you can vCISO at scale. There's a big legislative deadline in Europe. The Digital Services Act will require many European businesses and others with customers on the continent to meet the first deadlines next week. The DSA modifies a decades-old e-commerce directive and tries to bring the laws of EU member nations into a coherent and unified approach, especially how online businesses handle illegally posted content, disinformation, and online ads. The DSA has no U.S. federal equivalent, and non-compliance penalties could result in substantial fines, with up to 6% of a company's global annual revenue that could be levied. The Act focuses on very large online platforms with more than 45 million users. And in the U.S., the Corporate Transparency Act is a new law that will impact most MSPs directly. It requires small to medium-sized businesses to report beneficial ownership information to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. The definition of beneficial owner is broad and could apply to MSPs who exert substantial control over important decisions made by their clients. Penalties for non-compliance include civil and criminal fines. Existing companies must report by January 1st, 2025. New companies have 30 days to do so. I pulled this from Joseph Brunsman, who recommended that MSPs consult with their attorneys to determine if they are affected and how to comply. Why do we care? U.S.-based businesses at least need to call their lawyers to understand the impact of the Corporate Transparency Act. I'm no lawyer, and I expect that most circumstances won't require this disclosure in practice. But I'm also no lawyer. Now, why care about European law for Americans or small EU-based businesses? Ultimately, to understand the coming content rules about marketing and advertising. There's likely nothing to be concerned about for most, but better to know than be surprised. Apple has reversed its stance on right to repair legislation, endorsing California's right to repair bill SB 244, requiring companies to give customers the tools to fix their products independently. The move follows years of mounting pressure from advocates, lawmakers, and federal regulators. Proponents of the campaign called it a massive and potentially game-changing shift by Apple, which has long resisted and lobbied against right-to-repair legislation. The reversal could clinch legislative victory in California, where legislators have struggled to advance legislation on the issue amid consistent industry resistance. The company will continue to support the bill if it provides protections for customers and innovators, including requirements that repair providers disclose the use of non-genuine or used parts and assurances that the legislation would not threaten consumer safety and data security. Legislators from at least 14 states have introduced similar bills, and New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed the Digital Fair Repair Act at the end of last year. California's Right to Repair Act builds on the California Song-Beverly Consumer Warranty Act, enacted in 1970. Why do we care? Right to Repair is gaining momentum and traction. Rather than be on the wrong side of this, Apple has given in. Those in the services business should be delighted. Two Friday big idea pieces to take you into the weekend. First, an article by Greg Shove in Section. He proposes the idea of a chief of AI who can identify opportunities, manage each department through the piloting process, and report back on progress. This person would own the mandate to take the business from status quo to full adoption within 3 years and work cross-functionally to make it happen. The chief of AI would be a business leader who understands the company's strategic vision and business operations and should report to a business function rather than a technical one. Second, an article by Nilay Patel at The Verge. Google and YouTube are facing a dilemma with AI and copyright. Google is creating new extra-legal contractual royalties for big music labels to protect the online dominance of YouTube, while insisting that training AI search results on books and news websites without paying anyone is permissible fair use. Meanwhile, Google is scraping data to train its AI models for free. The looming AI copyright cases have the potential to upend the internet as we know it and lead to a drastic rethinking of what people can and cannot do with the art they encounter in their lives. Why do we care? Shove's perspective essentially outlines an entire outsource service approach for smaller companies. You've got virtual CISO, virtual CIO, virtual CTO. We'll add virtual CAI to the list. That's why I highlighted it. This is a service outline you can leverage. Patel's piece gets at the interesting conflict we'll see in copyright. While the focus is on art here, I'm pondering the value in lines of intellectual property. As a services provider, you'll want to be thinking about these implications for your customers, and a big thought piece like this is a good starting point. Have some good big thoughts over the weekend. Partner Hero is an outsourcing company that goes beyond industry norms to prioritize employee empowerment, career growth, and quality performance. They pay above market salaries and have a management team that includes individuals from the startup world, making them more than just a service provider. They're also a thought partner for startups. With flexible terms to let you scale quickly and offices around the world for global coverage, you get a thought partner for your business with quality assurance baked into every program. You know I believe in outsourcing. It's what IT services is all about. If you're ready to bring in outside customer support help for your startup that feels like it's part of your existing team, check out Partner Hero. Head on over to partnerhero.com/businessoftech to book a free consultation with their solutions team. Mention you heard about Partner Hero from Business of Tech, and they'll waive the setup fee. Thanks for listening. Today, National Banana Split Day. There'll be two bonus episodes this weekend. On Saturday, what you need to know about the upcoming TLS SSL certificate change. And on Sunday, the live stream from this week available as a podcast covering the CMMC 2.0 leak. Reminder, Stitcher listeners, it's going away. Make sure to switch platforms. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msp.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.